you know, obviously a very disappointing result. It was, seemed quite a positive first half, but then losing the early goal in the second half, and then it just kind of fell from there.
Yeah, it's, after Saturday, it's hugely disappointing. I thought we were in control of the game in the first half. Without ever cut, they came with a game plan, and I thought it was to sit and frustrate and try and get a set play. And I know, I've got to say, it worked for them because they won the game. I think we should have been ahead at half time, and then we had a couple of opportunities to score in the second half, but we went 2-0 down. The reaction was of a team that hasn't won many games in the last couple of years. So I think we could talk about Jordan Allen, and I think there's a drop off from the likes of Jordan Allen and Craig Heavy sometimes to other people. But it was just hugely disappointing because we were on a, we knew that one win isn't enough for us in our situation. We need to go on a run. You know, even if you come off at nothing each, you'll be devastated. But we just seem to, when we draw games, we should win them. And when we lose games, we've got to try and draw them. And so, listen, I was really disappointed. I felt the whole night was really flat. I thought they played okay in the first half, but I just think there was a flatness about it, and really disappointing.
Just on the players that had to drop out tonight, Craig and Jays, for example, will they be back for Saturday? Or is it
we think, well, Jordan Allen will be back. It's touch and go, I would say, for Craig Howie and Jay Cabier. Logan Dunnicky may have a chance as well. But we'll see how Craig is. I think Craig's quite an important player, and we'll see how he is on Thursday.